News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. There's a new president in Egypt. Fox's James Rosen has the details.
With the former head of the Egyptian military, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, cruising through 3 days of dubious elections to become the country's fourth president in 4 years, large questions remained as to whether el-Sisi can accomplish his broader economic goals, including luring foreign investment and tourism back to Egypt and reducing the poverty that afflicts almost half the country's 80 million people, all while the Muslim Brotherhood, the most popular opposition group, which el-Sisi has branded a terrorist organization, remains in a state of perpetual conflict with the government. Analysts say the Obama administration will once again find itself walking the fine line between depending on the Egyptian government for counterterrorism assistance and encouraging Cairo to behave more democratically. In Washington, James Rosen, Fox News Radio.
Wisconsin officials have renewed an effort to self-insure over 200,000 state employees who now get their health coverage from private HMOs. According to the Wisconsin State Journal, the State Employees Trust Fund Agency issued a request last Friday for the proposals from those who would administer the program. If all goes well, according to plan, the state would issue a 2-year contract in September. Under a self-insurance package, the state would directly pay employees for their health benefits and assume their risk of losses. Among other things, it would give management more control over the benefits the employees receive. The Deloge Consulting Firm has found that self-insurance would save taxpayers about $20 million a year, but they say it could add over $100 million in other costs. Wisconsin Association of Health Plans opposed the idea when it was first considered last fall. Waupaca police are investigating the death of a 2-year-old. Jack Berry has that story.
Chief Tim Gulk says they continue interviewing family and friends as they seek a cause of death in the case. The chief says no new light was shed from Tuesday's autopsy, but they are awaiting results from additional testing through the pathologist's office. Gulk says that could take several weeks. As reported earlier, there were no immediate signs of trauma or illness to the child. In Waupaca, Jack Berry, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Iowa's governor approving millions for job training in his state. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper explains what's going on there.
Facebook, Microsoft, and Google are building data centers in Iowa. They'll need workers, and Iowa Governor Terry Branstad has signed a more than $3 million bill for a state apprenticeship program focusing on jobs in information technology and construction.
Apprenticeships allow students to earn while they learn rather than taking on significant student debt. They provide focused, hands-on training and a paycheck from day one.
The bill also provides money for other job training programs run through community colleges. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
At least 2 media reports say Governor Scott Walker's trying to broker a deal that would end the John Doe probe into his and other recall elections. An editorial in the Wall Street Journal first reported that this morning. It said that an attorney for the Republican governor has been negotiating with Special Prosecutor Francis Schmidt on a settlement. The Associated Press says they have a source confirming it. John Doe began in mid-2012 looking into alleged illegal campaign coordination between outside groups, Walker, and other GOP recall candidates. One group and another group, opposite sides of the gun issues. Now some reactions to the latest deadly mass shootings. Bob Haig has more.
Jerry Bonavia with Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort says the most important lesson is requiring background checks for gun purchases.
The fact that we allow many gun sales to occur without a background check is really pretty ludicrous since we know how important it is. Another thing we need to do is improve that background check system.
Bonavia says the NRA is standing in the way.
And I want to be really clear. I am not talking about NRA members and surely not all gun owners. I come from a gun-owning family myself.
The Santa Barbara, California shooter did pass a background check as required by that state's law. He went on to kill 6 and wound 13 before killing himself. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
American Transmission Companies asked the state for approval to rebuild 2 more aging power lines. Those are both in south central Wisconsin. The Storm Track 9 forecast with forecaster Caleb Cox. Tonight, clear and cool. They expect a low of 49 degrees. Mostly sunny, very nice on Thursday, a high of 80. The Thursday night, clear and quiet, it'll be down to 51 degrees. Plenty of sun on your Friday, warm too, and a high of 82. Saturday, more of the same. Sunshine, warm, and 83 degrees. The weekend looking pretty good, except for a chance of some rain or storms on Sunday late afternoon. I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU and WSAU.com.